Time now for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, our kids question of the week. Always have a great time doing this because it's designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. Really just a great way to start a conversation, not just with the child in your life, but also with friends and family. As always, Kids Q is made possible by Glee Kids, now open in Southern Village. You can shop for kids' clothing, books, toys, games, and gifts. That's because Glee Kids offers big style for your little one. They're currently having a winter sale, and all full-priced clothing is 40% off. Shop in-store or use the promo code WINTERSALE40 when you shop at GleeKidsChapelHill.com. For the final Kids Q of 2021, I am joined here in the studio by 97.9 The Hill's own Allie Evans. It feels right that we're ending the year doing Kids Q together, Allie, since you've been such an instrumental part in putting the segment together over the last few months.
Thanks, Brighton. That's really nice. Every time you intro Kids Q and say, like, it's a great way to get to know the child or my brain always goes to, like, or the Brighton McConnell in your life, because, like, I feel like so much time that we get to spend together is in here doing Kids Q.
Yeah, I think that's right. We're both pretty busy here at the radio station for many, many good reasons, but it's nice to have kind of a reason to break up.
Yeah.
Not only break up that, but break up the weekend some way with Kids Q right in the middle of it. Well, let's take a look at this last one of 2021, and it does have kind of an end-of-the-year theme. This week's Kids Q is, what is a New Year's resolution that you have made in the past and kept? It's a good question, because I think many people set lofty goals, and the whole joke is, oh, we'll do this now, and then within 2 weeks we'll kind of move away.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a couple that come to my mind in terms of, especially recent ones, that I've done pretty well keeping. I don't know about you.
Mine are selective in what I've been able to
to
keep up. I think the one that has made, like, the biggest difference in my everyday life is a couple of years ago, I made a New Year's resolution to make my bed every day. And it, like, really changed how I felt when I arrived back home. Because there's nothing worse than being at work all day, going, you were just talking about how we're both so busy, going all the time, and then coming home and just feeling like your life is just disheveled. And a good way to hide some of that disheveledness is by making your bed. It's like, it's such a mood booster. I'm a big product of my environment, whereas like, I get real anxious if clothes are in the wrong place, or sometimes you just simply don't have the time for, like, a complete rehaul of your bedroom or your kitchen. It's so making our bed every day has been a New Year's resolution that I made and kept and formed a habit out of.
I've always thought it makes a major difference. As a kid, my parents were pretty good at reminding me about it, and I never really understood it then. But as soon as I got to college, I was like, oh, this is incredibly important, because I'm living in a freshman dorm where there is very little seating space besides the bed.
Right.
So it's important to have it made if you're having
friends
over.
It's like your couch, too. That's a good point.
Exactly. It has a lot of uses at that point when you're living in a very, very small box.
Yeah.
So I completely agree with that, just in terms of the functionality of the bed. But also, it kind of just helps you start the day with a good, all right, this is done. It looks good. It's a nice little mental health boost.
And it was one doable thing that took a pretty small amount of time. Honestly, it's harder to get my dogs out of the bed than it is to actually make the bed in the morning. But I think, like, you know, if you made your New Year's resolution to be, I'm not going to leave any dishes in the sink when I go to bed, that would be another one that's like, because then in the morning when you're running out to get to work, you're not bogged down by the sight of what feels like a really dirty kitchen, you know? So little things like that, that just, like, you can put into your routine that aren't completely unrealistic to do every single day. It changed a lot for me.
That's been my methodology as well. Try and pick a couple that are small in terms of behavior changes, and maybe one that's kind of bigger, where it's like, okay, this might actually change several things that I'm doing in my life, or something along those lines. And recently, what I've been trying to do each year is just find a kind of environmentally conscious way to get better. Mm-hmm. And so for the last few years, a lot of my resolutions have been, it's been like one a year, small things. I think a couple of years ago it was, okay, I need to stop getting plastic bags at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And now I have a bunch of reusable bags and that's really easy. Another one was, oh, I need to stop letting them give me straws at restaurants. Doesn't make a huge difference,
yeah,
but it's a little bit better and pretty easy to do. A similar one, I think, that we did for either in 2020 or for this past year, it's hard to keep track at this point, but it was like, stop getting reusable or stop getting the little plastic utensils and takeout.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, we're good. We don't need that. Since we'll just bring your own silverware and stuff like that. Finding ways to lower environmental impact or,
yeah,
carbon footprint or however you want to put it, that can be pretty easily adopted and, maybe they don't make a major difference,
mm-hmm,
but at least playing a part, trying to get better and be conscious of it.
Sure. Do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2022?
Along those lines, I'm not entirely sure. I think the one that I did this past year that I've been really good at doing, and it was thanks to a story that a story that we covered last year or 2 years ago, where some high schoolers were talking about cars idling in the car rider line.
Yeah, I remember.
I have since stopped having my car, just like turning on my car and sitting in it for a couple of minutes whenever I'm going anywhere.
That's a good one.
Now I roll down the windows if I'm hot. I just leave it where it is with maybe the keys in the ignition, but not car running to try and fix it. But I haven't thought too much about what I'm going to do this upcoming year along those lines. I do think, and this is kind of the other section of resolutions that I've had, is kind of trying to explore or get to know my space a little bit better, or get me out of, maybe not get out of a comfort zone, but be adventurous, for lack of a better term. And that's not travel to another country or anything like that.
No, it's like how you perceive adventurous.
Yeah.
Right.
And
everyone's definition is different.
The one that I want to set for myself this upcoming year, I think, is I want to try and visit at least three museums that I've never been to before.
Oh, nice.
In 2022.
That's a good one.
Because I like going to museums, but it's been challenging these last few years. There's a lot of really fun stuff within the Triangle region I haven't had time to explore yet.
Sure.
And doing that will give me a good excuse to try and get out and about.
Sure.
And that's pretty easy enough to make and keep as well.
Yeah, I did one a couple of years ago. I can't keep up with time, like you said, but I made a New Year's resolution not to buy any clothes that were brand new.
Right.
Yeah, so it was all from, ThredUp or Poshmark or thrift shops in town. We have really great thrift shops here, and like Durham Rescue Mission and Goodwill, and that was really, really gratifying because it felt like, you can look up how bad, fast fashion is
for
the world, but that was a really gratifying one. Mine for this year, I bought a Peloton recently, so I want to be better about using that. It's literally in my house. I have no reason not to use it. And then trying to eat healthier lunches, I think that's going to be a difference maker for me. Trying to be more mindful about what I eat at lunch, because it's like it can be too big of a meal and then it gets you throughout the day, and just want to feel like, good. And that midday meal has a big impact on like how you feel for the rest of the day.
Another New Year's resolution that I've definitely made and kept in the past is like, okay, I need to learn three new recipes to add into my regular dinner rotation or something along those lines. I'll probably do that again this year, but maybe...
There are very, very good ones on Make It Snappy
on
chapelbrow.com.
There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of options there. I also want to do more baking. The new season of the Great British Baking Show just... that show sparks joy for me.
Oh,
and... they've just got so many cool recipes on there.
Well, feel free to bring in whatever you out and bake.
Yeah, yeah. Well, looking ahead to 2022, are there maybe not resolutions that you have for Kids Q, but are there any things that you're looking forward to for the future of the segment?
Yeah, I think the additions that we've made recently of having kids join us and answer our Kids Q questions have been so much fun. Kids are so funny and so interesting, and their brains work completely differently than ours. And it's been really fabulous to have that added to Kids Q, thanks to Glee Kids. So I'm excited for that to continue and just to get to hear the segment week after week. And I have literally used Kids Q questions to like have conversations with people at family gatherings or just they're great conversation starters. And whenever you say like, this is a great way to have a conversation with a kid in your life, I'm like, this is a great way to have a conversation with anyone in your life. If you're dating, if you're single and getting to know someone, like seriously go through the Kids Q archives, because there is some super, super interesting, compelling content that you could be covering with people that you're getting to know or people you've known for a long time. I mean, look at you and me.
Yeah.
The basis of our friendship is Kids Cube, Brighton.
Well, I think it certainly helped in a bunch of ways. Yeah. Well, a reminder, if folks are interested in trying to get their kids on the air for future segments of Kids Cube, be sure to follow Glee Kids on Instagram. They are at Glee Kids Chapel Hill, because that is where they will post some updates on not only, of course, new products, sales, events, and everything that they have going on at the store, but that will eventually include more in 2022 some visits from Allie Evans with a microphone to be asking some kids these exact same questions that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So definitely check them out on Instagram for the next date. I'll be there in January. So.
All right. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to maybe seeing any other resolutions that people have. Again, the Kids Cue this week is, what is a New Year's resolution you've made in the past and kept? If you've got any fun answers, let us know on social media. And as Allie mentioned, you can always check out our full Kids Cue archives by heading to chapelboro.com. As always, Allie Evans, thanks so much for the time, and look forward to doing this with you again next year.
Can't wait.